Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 10th of December. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today, launching ourselves full-blown into a new week. I trust you are having a wonderful Christmas season this year and taking some time to reflect on the mystery and the wonder of the arrival of the Savior. We read the prophet Joel, the utterance of the prophet Joel yesterday. The prophetic words of Amos, written down in the book called by his name, come from the lips of a very ordinary person. He's not a man of status. He's not trained for the priesthood. He's just an ordinary man living pretty much an ordinary life. He lived in this Judean city of Tekoa while Jeroboam II reigned over Israel and Uzziah reigned over Judah. The northern and the southern kingdoms are experiencing tremendous prosperity and peace. I've not seen this kind of prosperity since the days of Solomon. So it would seem odd, by our standards, that God would take a very ordinary countryman to deliver a very harsh message of impending judgment on Israel and the surrounding countryside. But that's exactly what he did. Everything looked prosperous and well. But corruption had found its way to the core of the people. They've abandoned God and are consumed with idol and pagan worship. The poor are being misused and oppressed. Greed rules the hearts of the nation's leaders. And true to form, God sends a messenger, letting everyone know that judgment is upon them. But also, true to God's character, he always leaves a way out. And he foretells of a remnant that will experience revival and restoration in the land. You would think after these many thousands of years, mankind would know the drill. And yet, it seems that we're still grappling with and trying to grasp the very simple concept that God is sovereign and we are not as powerful as we think. And one way or the other, the hard way of judgment or the easy way of repentance, every knee will bow to his authority. Amos, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, 15, from the New Living Translation. This message was given to Amos, a shepherd from the town of Tekoa in Judah. He received this message in visions 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah was king of Judah and Jeroboam II, the son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. This is what he saw and heard. The Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. The lush pastures of the shepherds will dry up. The grass on Mount Carmel will wither and die. This is what the Lord says. The people of Damascus have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They beat down my people in Gilead, as grain is threshed with iron sledges. So I will send down fire on King Hazael's palace, and the fortresses of King Ben-Hadad will be destroyed. I will break down the gates of Damascus and slaughter the people in the valley of Aven. I will destroy the ruler in Beth Eden, and the people of Aram will go as captives to Kir, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. The people of Gaza have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They sent whole villages into exile, selling them as slaves to Edom. So I will send down fire on the walls of Gaza, and all its fortresses will be destroyed. I will slaughter the people of Ashdod and destroy the king of Ashkelon. Then I will turn to attack Ekron, and the few Philistines still left will be killed, says the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Lord says. The people of Tyre have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They broke their treaty of brotherhood with Israel, selling whole villages as slaves to Edom. So I will send down fire on the walls of Tyre, and all its fortresses will be destroyed. This is what the Lord says. The people of Edom have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They chased down their relatives the Israelites with swords, showing them no mercy. In their rage, they slashed them continually and were unrelenting in their anger. So I will send down fire on Timon, and the fortresses of Bozrah will be destroyed. This is what the Lord says. The people of Ammon have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. When they attack Gilead to extend their borders, they ripped open pregnant women with their swords. So I will send down fire on the walls of Rabbah, and all its fortresses will be destroyed. The battle will come upon them with shouts, like a whirlwind in a mighty storm, and their king and his princes will go into exile together, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. The people of Moab have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They desecrated the bones of Edom's king, burning them to ashes. So I will send down fire on the land of Moab, and all the fortresses of Kirioth will be destroyed. The people will fall in the noise of battle, as the warriors shout and the ram's horn sounds. And I will destroy their king and slaughter all their princes, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. The people of Judah have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They have rejected the instruction of the Lord, refusing to obey his decrees. They have been led astray by the same lies that deceived their ancestors. So I will send down fire on Judah, and all the fortresses of Jerusalem will be destroyed. This is what the Lord says. The people of Israel have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They sell honorable people for silver, and poor people for a pair of sandals. They trample helpless people in the dust, and shove the oppressed out of the way. Both father and son sleep with the same woman, corrupting my holy name. At their religious festivals, they lounge in clothing their debtors put up as security. In the house of their gods, they drink wine bought with unjust fines. But as my people watched, I destroyed the Amorites. Though they were as tall as cedars and as strong as oaks, I destroyed the fruit on their branches and dug out their roots. It was I who rescued you from Egypt and led you through the desert for 40 years so you could possess the land of the Amorites. I chose some of your sons to be prophets and others to be Nazirites. Can you deny this, my people of Israel? Asks the Lord. But you caused the Nazirites to sin by making them drink wine, and you commanded the prophets, shut up. So I will make you groan like a wagon loaded down with sheaves of grain. Your fastest runners will not get away. The strongest among you will become weak. Even mighty warriors will be unable to save themselves. The archers will not stand their ground. The swiftest runners won't be fast enough to escape. Even those riding horses won't be able to save themselves. On that day, the most courageous of your fighting men will drop their weapons and run for their lives, says the Lord. Listen to this message that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel and Judah, against the entire family I rescued from Egypt. From among all the families on the earth, I have been intimate with you alone. That is why I must punish you for all your sins. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Does a lion ever roar in a thicket without first finding a victim? Does a young lion growl in its den without first catching its prey? Does a bird ever get caught in a trap that has no bait? Does a trap spring shut when there's nothing to catch? When the ram's horn blows a warning, shouldn't the people be alarmed? Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has planned it? Indeed, the sovereign Lord never does anything until he reveals his plans to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, so who isn't frightened? The sovereign Lord has spoken, so who can refuse to proclaim his message? Announce this to the leaders of Philistia and to the great ones of Egypt. Take your seats now on the hills around Samaria and witness the chaos and oppression in Israel. My people have forgotten how to do right, says the Lord. Their fortresses are filled with wealth, taken by theft and violence. Therefore, says the Sovereign Lord, an enemy is coming. He will surround them and shatter their defenses. Then he will plunder all their fortresses. This is what the Lord says. A shepherd who tries to rescue a sheep from a lion's mouth will recover only two legs or a piece of an ear. So it will be for the Israelites in Samaria lying on luxurious beds, and for the people of Damascus reclining on couches. Now listen to this and announce it throughout all Israel, says the Lord, God of heaven's armies. On the very day I punish Israel for its sins, I will destroy the pagan altars at Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground, and I will destroy the beautiful homes of the wealthy, their winter mansions and their summer houses too, all their palaces filled with ivory, says the Lord. Revelation 2, 1-17. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven gold lampstands. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches. But this is in your favor. You hate the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, just as I do. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Smyrna. This is the message from the one who is the first and the last, who was dead but is now alive. I know about your suffering and your poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those opposing you. They say they are Jews, but they are not, because their synagogue belongs to Satan. Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days. But if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Whoever is victorious will not be harmed by the second death. Write this letter to the angel of the church of Pergamum. This is the message from the one with the sharp two-edged sword. I know that you live in the city where Satan has his throne, yet you have remained loyal to me. You refused to deny me even when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred among you there in Satan's city. But I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you whose teaching is like that of Balaam, who showed Balak how to trip up the people of Israel. He taught them to sin by eating food offered to idols and by committing sexual sin. In a similar way, you have some Nicolaitans among you who follow the same teaching. Repent of your sin, or I will come to you suddenly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give some of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven, and I will give to each one a white stone, and on the stone will be engraved a new name that no one understands except the one who receives it. Psalm 129. A song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem. From my earliest youth, my enemies have persecuted me. Let all Israel repeat this. From my earliest youth, my enemies have persecuted me, but they have never defeated me. My back is covered with cuts, as if a farmer had plowed long furrows. But the Lord is good. He has cut me free from the ropes of the ungodly. May all who hate Jerusalem be turned back in shameful defeat. May they be as useless as grass on a rooftop, turning yellow when only half grown, ignored by the harvester, despised by the binder. And may those who pass by refuse to give them this blessing. The Lord bless you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 29:19-20. Words alone will not discipline a servant. The words may be understood, but they are not heeded. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. Thank you, God, for another week in your word. This beautiful gift that has been our companion for all of this year and for many of us for many years. This beautiful gift that speaks life into our deepest souls. This beautiful gift that has become the friend that speaks truth. Even when the truth is difficult, even when it confronts us. And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, to speak through your word as we continue forward in this year. As we continue forward toward finishing well. Help us to not be swept away, even in this season of great rejoicing, the rejoicing at your arrival. May we not be swept away and distracted. Help us to stay anchored in your word as we move toward the final days of this year. We look forward to everything that you will say to us through your word. We look forward to finishing strong and finishing well. And we look forward to another year walking with you, guided and led by your word. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. The website, of course, is where you go and jump off into community. Get involved in any way that you can and any way that you will. We've been working hard to retool. There's just a lot of things going on this year. Retooling the website. We've completely reworked the Daily Audio Bible app. So those of you who have the app, if you click the media section, there's just all kinds of additional content. And we continue to work forward to making the app and the website this kind of combination that really allows you to dial into community in any way that you want to. Any way that you do. Speaking of the app, of course, the app for the Daily Audio Bible is available. It's a great thing to gift. I don't know that you can do that with an Android. I'm not positive. I know you can do it with iTunes. You can, you know, you can gift albums, gift songs, and gift apps and audiobooks, that kind of thing. You can gift the app. And what a wonderful Christmas greeting to those you are acquaintances with, those that you love that need the Bible in their lives every day. You can gift them the app and they can just download it and begin the adventure of a lifetime with all of us. So check into that. But we've been reworking the app, so if you haven't If you haven't checked deeper than just listening along every day, you may want to click some of the other buttons. There's all kinds of additional content that we've been working on. So it's Christmas time, and we talk about the Daily Audio Bible Store more than we normally do because it is Christmas time, and you're making some gift selections, and we have some gift selections for you, especially the Daily Audio Bible gift box. Really excited about the gift box this year, and apparently a bunch of you are because a lot of them are being shipped out. It's an excellent resource. It includes the Passages book, the Passages study guide, an ancient future prayer book, a coffee, stainless steel coffee mug that we made just for this season, your choice of some coffee or tea from Windfarm, some wristbands and some new cards. It's an excellent buy, a great gift idea. But there's a bunch of other gift ideas there too, and all of these, of course, help support the efforts of the Daily Audio Bible. So thanks for browsing through the Daily Audio Bible store. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you're down toward the end of the year. Thank you for your partnership. Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so we will certainly give you a year-end gift and giving statement that you can use as you file your taxes in the coming year. Thank you for your partnership. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, DAV family. My name is Jeff, and I am calling from Kalispell, Montana. A lot of those out there that I've heard. I have a prayer request for someone who is going into surgery right now on the 29th of November, but as we've always said, God has no time limit. He has an aggressive cancer that is so aggressive they took him in ahead of schedule to have some surgery done on him. So I ask you to lift Bob in California up for prayer and to pray for him and especially for his family. It's got to be a traumatic time for them. So pray that they are Christians, so pray that they are just focusing and leaning on God while he takes care of this, as we know God has it. So we pray for him, we pray for his surgery, and we pray for his family. And I thank you, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks, guys.
Hey, DAB family. This is Christina in Plano. First things first, Viola, I listened to you today. It is the 29th of November, and every time I hear your voice and I hear your prayers, my spirit leaps within me. You mighty woman of God, you are so awesome. Tony, I love, love, love your poems and your story. You are pretty awesome, too. Anyway, I have a couple of prayer requests. My son Patrick's beloved grandfather, paternal grandfather, passed away on Thanksgiving. He was married to the love of his life for 59 years, and I'm sure she's very devastated. Her name is Yvonne, and if you guys could keep the Duval family in your prayers and thoughts, I would appreciate it. And Patrick is coming home for Christmas, my son. He's coming home for Christmas on the 21st, and he'll be here until the 26th. And I am very concerned about our relationship and us getting along during the holidays because it is usually, there's been a lot of strife and friction for a lot of different reasons during holiday season that that I'm trying to avoid this year because of all the loss. You know, we lost my grandmother in May and you know, the loss of his grandfather. So if you guys could keep us in your prayers, if you want to contact me, you can do it at jrhydraulics@gmail.com or in Fire and Ice on the forums. Thanks.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible community. My name is Roz, and I'm calling from Illinois. I'd like to thank Brian and congratulate him and the entire Harden family on the birth of baby Ezekiel. I'm calling in a prayer request today. I'd like for you guys to pray for my husband, who desperately needs a job. We look out for his mom, and we also take care of his niece and nephew because their mom passed away several years ago. I have a son who's going away to college next year, and I'm not sure how we're going to pay for it. I would not want him to incur a lot of debt. I just pray that God would give him guidance. He was offered a job and he really doesn't want to take it, but he's fearful that his unemployment will run out. I just ask that you would pray for him and pray for our entire family that he would find a job. And I just have so much faith that God is going to make a way. But I just need him to have that kind of faith too. And I just ask the community to pray for us. Thanks, family. And Blind Tony, keep calling in. You are such an inspiration to all of us. Thank you.
Family, this is Talia from West Michigan. I'm calling to ask for prayers for my nephew. We got a telephone call tonight that my nephew, who's my age in his 30s, had a really bad accident while playing indoor soccer. They had to do surgery and remove part of his skull to reduce the swelling. He's currently in a coma. Although he's my nephew, we've lived next to them for years, and I consider him and his wife very good friends of ours. So just asking for your prayers that everything goes okay and that he'll come out of the coma and have no permanent damage. Thank you.
Hi, DAB family. This is Tony from Pennsylvania. I called a couple of times before. Just coming in. I need you, my family, to help me pray on me working 7 days a week right now. I'm a truck driver. And just trying to make ends meet. Finances is, you know, just rough, like I know it is for a lot of people. And I just need you to come in prayer with me, Lord, in agreement that I can just be able to make it off of working at least 6 days a week, and I can honor the Lord, take the Sabbath day off, Lord. And that's just bothering me so much right now, because I want to obey the Lord, and I know we should take this day of rest, and I want to honor him, and I'm looking at the bills on one hand, and I want to stay in faith and have faith in the Lord. So just pray with me that my faith will be stronger, that I can get through this, Lord, and that I can be able to provide for my family and honor the Lord at the same time. And it's just a rough situation. It bothers my spirit, and I want to make the right decision. I want to be obedient to the Lord. So just pray that you can be in agreement with me. I appreciate that. And also, I want to thank Annette. I'm not sure where she's from, but I like to hear her voice, and she's always encouraging. And I just thank the Lord for her, Lord. And also, man, I just heard he's a musician and a pastor, but he's a truck driver also, and he's talking about he does a lot of hours, and I can understand that because I'm doing the same thing. So I'm with you, brother, and I'm praying for you, and just pray for everyone out there. Love you, DAB. Thanks a lot. God bless.